I know this is not my normal content, and I apologize. I haven't gotten back to my AAC stuff yet. It will come. I just have been very sick. So I have gotten to a point in my health where I really have to take a step back and prioritize myself and try to get better. And something that I have felt really called to do is to fast. It's not something I've ever done before, but and I wasn't even really going to share this, but I know a lot of you guys are autism parents or just moms, and maybe you're at a point in your life where you're trying to prioritize your health as well, and I would love the motivation and camaraderie of that, because it's not easy when you've gone just so long prioritizing other people. And for me especially, I've spent almost 17 years in just permanent fight or flight, and that's part of the issues that I'm having. I have a lot of vagus nerve issues, and it makes me sick basically half the year. I'm sick at this point because heat is like my biggest trigger. And so summers are really hard, and this year it started in March, and I just know I've got to do something. So I'm hoping that this fast will kind of break me out of that fight or flight, maybe reset some things in my body. Do I know how long I'm going to do this fast? No. I think the only thing that would take me out of it soon would be if I had heart palpitations. So if anybody has any tips for that of how to prevent it, I am doing water and Celtic salt, and that's it right now. But I did, I'm in like a little Airbnb. My husband sent me away for the weekend because he's amazing. So I have 4 days to just focus on myself, which is awesome. Well, like 3.5. But anyway, amazing. So amazing. I have this time. But I do have magnesium and potassium supplements. So if anybody knows like dosages of that, that I should be doing, if I should be doing that, if not, if the Celtic salt is enough, let me know. So yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with me. I'm on day 2, hour like 43. I'm almost done with day 2, and it has not been that bad. I really like fasting as part of my church. And it's only 2 meals. That's hard. For some reason, that's really hard. This, when you know you could be going for multiple days, I don't know. It just was a lot easier. It's also been a very spiritual experience, which is not why I started it, but I think it's the only way you get through it, honestly. Like, I think you have to start focusing on prayer and meditation and reading your scriptures and all of that good stuff. So maybe down the line, I'll share some of the stuff I've been doing while I'm here at this Airbnb. I'll share. So anyway, day 2, not so bad. It's really not that bad. I don't know. So leave me all your tips. And if you're trying to get healthy, I will be here to support you too.